Good afternoon. How was lunch? I was checking emails before I came over, and I subscribe, which I would recommend that you guys subscribe to, and the YouTubers too. Napoleon Hill's Thought of the Day. Most of the time, they're very short and pithy, and all it says is decisions, and there's like one sentence on it, and it says, and this is actually a slide that's coming up, I think, in the next couple of days. Decisions. People who fail to accumulate money, which is all of yous on YouTube, without exception, have a habit of reaching decisions, if at all, slowly, very slowly, and of changing these decisions quickly and often, as soon as somebody says they don't like it. When you can't get somebody like Donald Trump to change his mind, even when he's wrong. I may be wrong, but I'm never in doubt. And it's one of the differentiations of being a high-performance person and not being a high-performance person. This morning, I mean, the introductory was from 8 till 1, or more or less 5 hours, except for the coffee break we took. And now the seminar begins based on the 7 steps for super success. Creating your own personal foundation, which includes beyond common sense, new rules, passion, focus on the ends, not the means, get comfortable. And all this is on my website. Number 2, clarify your vision. Number 3, building the perception of being more wealthy, more successful than you are now. 4, creating your dream team. 5, your own quantum leap action plan, which includes growth. The action plan, financing internal growth, financing external growth through acquisitions, pay yourself, directors, employees first, and creating your exit strategy. All this doesn't really mean anything, and you can build up a successful company unless you have an exit. An exit, and I alluded to this before lunch, either by selling it to an industry partner, somebody else, going public, and there's various stock exchanges around the world that you can do that on now, or franchising it, which I'm now not an expert, but I know a lot about franchising because I was the chairman at one time, 7 or 8 years ago, the fastest growing franchise company in Britain. But if you don't exit, unless you're trying to build up a family legacy and leave it to the next generation to fuck up and lose all the money, this system isn't for you. This system is for accumulating wealth 1, 2, 3, 5, 10 times. And for the young people in the seminar, and for the young people that are watching through YouTube, you can do this several times, 6, 7, 8, 10 times. And I have friends in Britain, not just in Britain, but around the world, that have done this, started from scratch, and exited, many, many times in their long careers. Many, many times. Now, of course, I've seen many, many exits in my long career since I started mentoring 20 years ago. Actually, it'll be 21 years this coming May. Because as most of you know, I gave my first seminar at the Sheraton Hotel in Los Angeles in May 1993. And since then, we've touched a lot of lives, and we've made a lot of people have their dreams come true. But as it says in The Sound of Music, you can't have a dream come true unless you have a dream. If you don't have any dreams, then you're, in a bad position. But if you do have a dream, and the reason why we connoted or related back to dreams, because it's very difficult to stay focused in blood, sweat, and tears, as we talked about this morning, unless you really are in love with the deal, unless you're really passionate. And what did Steve Ballmer say in his two little videos that we watched last night? He said that you got to be passionate, you got to love it. All the same things that I preached for a lot of years. A lot of years. And when he started it at Microsoft, there was 30 employees, so he relates to it being a startup. They had $2.5 million in revenue. And of course now they've got $80 billion in revenue and they've got 100,000 employees. But all these people that are on my influence wall, from Oppenheimer, the father of the atom bomb, to Andrew Carnegie, to Governor Hugh Carey, to Pete Conrad, who was a friend of mine, who was the third man to walk on the moon, to General Patton, to Costa Gratzos, to Maggie Thatcher, to George Steinbrenner. They all had dreams. They all had dreams, which allowed them to work harder in fulfilling them. And the people behind the camera for the Hall of Fame, they had dreams. Some of the dreams have faded. Some of the dreams have gotten old. As I told you, some of the people that made huge amounts of money have lost amounts of money. But they're there because they created wealth. They created wealth from scratch, or they created wealth and equity in fairly large numbers. And you don't get to 50 billion, let alone the other numbers, without and starting from scratch, without believing in something very, very strongly. Now, shortly, in the next few days, I should be on London Real, which is a podcast TV program that I filmed a couple weeks ago in London with Brian Rose. And you can Google to find out when it's playing. I thought it should be playing any day now, but I would imagine he's going to announce it. Although our meeting lasted about 3 hours, there was 90 minutes on tape, and I covered a lot of subjects, not the least of which is how you pull them across the goal line and how you get people to fulfill their dreams, which isn't easy. If it were easy, you know, we would not have to pay me all the money that you're paying me to get this accomplished. And again, for those of you that are watching on YouTube, there's several people in the audience here that are successful already, that want to be more successful. They wouldn't be here unless if they could figure it out on their own. They wouldn't be here. And that's why we've developed over the years a pretty finite system with systems, procedures, and processes that work. One of which is the weekly report from the mentees to me, which I comment and review, which, as Tona said earlier, is not easy because it makes you think what you did all week. And in most cases, even with, you know, young successful people like Mark, they piss a lot of time away. That's inherent in being human. A lot of people say that I don't have that luxury of being human, so maybe that's why I piss away last time. I'm not so sure that's true. But I'm certainly less human than anybody else in this room. That's for sure. Because if being human or being part of humanity is having empathy and sympathy and feeling sorry for people when things bad happen, I don't have those qualities. Now see, the difference is, kids on the YouTube, I don't think there's qualities. I think those are fucking detriments. That's the difference. I'm not tied to that folklore. I'm not tied to that conventional wisdom. I'm not tied to that. And there's a whole, we've got to pay the money to come here to hear why I'm not tied to it. But part of it I alluded to in the ebook. My dad was an extremely strict disciplinarian. But this is what we're going to cover now. And as we continue to go through the YouTube presentations, it will be what is covered in some detail. And we will also have at least one or two YouTubes of our role play to see how good you guys are in communicating your communication skills. The irony is, we have an actress in the audience who's good in the role play, but not good in reality. Is that a fair statement? She's shaking her head yes. But I think actors and actresses is like money for old rope. I mean, or money for used soap. All you gotta do is hit your mark and flap your lips. And even though I got cut out of the movie because they decided that I was too strong a presence in Mikey Boy, 22 scenes, every one of the 22 scenes I made it on the first one. No retakes. I don't know why these guys get paid so much goddamn money. $20 million for a picture? I'm in the wrong business. And if I was doing pictures, I know a lot of people say, well, I gotta do pictures that are meaningful to life and change the world. Fuck that. I'd be knocking out $20 million pictures left, right, and motherfucking center. You know how you have, what's it called when you see the same ad all the time, you get blind from the banner blind or whatever it's called? You know, when the same...
Targeting.
Yeah. They'd be getting tired of my face. I'd make so many movies at $20 million a pop. But that's an industry I used to be in, and I didn't like it very much, the motion picture business. I used to make movies back in the late 70s and early 80s. And if you think any of the other businesses we're talking about is cutthroat, they invented cutthroat businesses, you know, in the movie business. Are there any questions on anything that we covered? There was a question at lunch. I think I answered it. Maybe I didn't. Okay, we'll see you tonight, guys. Thank you.